You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull says the attitude of Australia's school children is too relaxed when it comes to their education. And he says he is determined to bring the country's education system in step with the 21st century.
There's too much coasting and cruising. Every child should advance by a year, whether they're an A-grade student, if they're getting A's, they should be moving up to A-pluses.
His remarks follow the release of businessman and education advocate David Gonski's second major report into the Australian education system. And the federal government says it supports all 23 recommendations. They include establishing an online tool to measure literacy and numeracy, which would prioritise those foundation skills in the early years and relieve the focus on NAPLAN testing. Establishing an independent inquiry into the secondary school curriculum, along with a national research institute. Giving principals greater professional autonomy and encouraging professional development for teachers. And introducing a so-called unique student identifier, which allows a student's progress to be tracked, even if the student changes schools or moves interstate. Through the recommendations, Mr. Gonski says he hopes to advance Australia's 3.8 million school students.
Looking at the system as a whole, it should adapt and adopt over time so that we always have as good a system as really we deserve, which is number one.
The Gonski report finds since 2000, Australian academic performance has dropped significantly compared to other OECD countries. Australia fell from 4th to 16th in reading literacy, from 7th to 25th in mathematics, and from 4th to 14th in science. The Prime Minister says that cannot continue.
Now, that's not good enough. But we have to recognise that we have been falling behind other countries on any measure.
Education Minister Simon Birmingham has expressed similar sentiment.
You can see the bell curve of performance for Australian schools has shifted in the wrong direction.
While the Education Union supports the report, its president, Karina Haythorpe, says the recommendations cannot be achieved without committing the necessary funding.
Missing link here is the delivery of the resources to ensure that those individual learning plans are a success.
The Dean of the Melbourne School of Education, Dr. Jim Waterston, says implementation is a key concern.
One of the great barriers is the reform fatigue that teachers feel as governments change on a regular basis and certainly system leaders move. And finding some way to depoliticise the education arena is central to all of this.
That will be a focus for Simon Birmingham later this week when he meets his state and territory counterparts for a briefing with David Gonski. Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.